1230 WJOB and broadcasting live online, WJOB1230.com for the Fireside Chant. Your weekly adventures into the big bowl, that is Stu. Hello, everybody. I'm Michael D. Stewart, feeling 100% a thousand times better, 60% of the time. What? Anyway, this is the Stu Show from the region, Hammond, Indiana. Glad to be here. I had a wonderful, wonderful week of getting healthy and enjoying life, and that's what it's all about here in Northwest Indiana. And on your drive home on a Wednesday, what do? We likes to party. Who likes to party? We likes to party. And if you want to join the fun, all you do is dial 219-845-1100 on your telephone, whether it's landline, my preferred choice, but not speakerphone because that just sounds redonkulous. Also, your cellular phone, and I believe you could chat via Skype, but I wouldn't see it, but I think you could dial into it. I think that would work. In fact, if you are using Skype or Google phone, why don't you give us a try? 219-845-1100. It is the eve of March 31st. What does that mean? That means today's March 30th. And what does that mean? It means a certain person celebrated a birthday all day today. I don't know technically celebrate all day. I'm assuming his birthday. I'm going to throw out a guess and say he was born on this day. I think, 24 years ago? So let's see. That would be a Tuesday? Tuesday, and I'm going to say probably, 6:30 in the morning. We'll say 6:30 in the morning when Ryan Walsh was born. Let's grab Ryan Walsh if we can. Ryan Walsh, is that anywhere accurate that you were born 24 years ago and at 6:30 in the morning?
As a Monday. Is a Monday, 8:52 in the morning.
On a Monday, so it's close.
Very close.
But I was right 24 years ago.
24 years ago.
And in the morning. So if you gave me the 3 hours, I was off because I was off 24 hours. Or 22 hours, technically. I was off by 22 hours.
You're right.
So within a day, I got it.
You're right.
You know why? Because I'm correct 100% of the time, 60% of the time.
It's because you're Stu.
Well, happy birthday, Ryan.
Well, thanks for having me in.
And you know what we do when someone celebrates a birthday? We call upon the ghost of Marilyn Monroe. And a one, and a two, and a three. Happy birthday, Mr. Ryan Walsh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ryan Walsh. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Or Stu.
Whoa. How's that going? I got to stay out of those seance rooms. But, Ryan, happy birthday. Thanks for being part of the team.
Thank you. Thanks for having me in.
No problem. Now get out.
What's going on tonight?
We're just having some fun. We're going to talk about superheroes. Thank God the Lake County cities don't have to worry about having superheroes. We're going to talk about the insurance costs of like places in Metropolis and Gotham. We're also going to talk about that mercury spill. I want to see what's going on with that, throw that out there. And other things happening here in Northwest Indiana. You know the strongman competition's coming to Hammond.
I'm not going to be in that.
I'm going to be in it. No, I don't know. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well. And obviously at 4:30 we'll play the trivia thing. So, Ryan, I know you got some work to do, so we'll talk to you, my friend.
Okay, talk to you later. Have fun tonight at Flat Rock.
There it is. Happy birthday, boy, to Ryan. Let's go to the phone lines, 845-1100. Hello, caller. You're on WJOB. Welcome to the party.
Hey, Stu. Dave from Highland.
Hey, Dave from Highland. Thanks for having patience and staying on hold.
Great to hear from you. You know, that's the third time I've heard you channel Marilyn. And you know what? It gives me the creep. Every time.
Hey, I wasn't the first person to channel Marilyn, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey-o.
Hey, yeah.
It's 9 o'clock at night, right?
You're very good. Hey, today is actually the 30th anniversary of the attempted assassination of the first anointed one, Ronald Reagan.
That's right, John Hinckley, Jingleheimer Schmidt, right?
Exactly. Now, I always get his name confused with the guy who killed Lennon. Now, what was the guy who killed Lennon?
Jared Leto played him, and it was Mark David Chapman.
Chapman.
David Chapman?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, it has to be because he has a three-letter name, or three-word name. And anytime, so parents out there, real quick, Dave, we could do a little PSA if you can join with me. Hi, this is Michael D. Stewart, and Dave from Highland, say that. I'm Michael Dave, Lee Stewart.
And I'm Dave from Highland.
We just want to let parents know out there, if you're going to have a kid, don't name them.
don't name him Star David Chapman.
Exactly. Or any other kind of combination of three lanes in a row. So thank you very much. John Wayne Gacy, murderer. Exactly.
Right.
So please, kids, be careful out there.
Hey, I wanted to ask you one question, and with your dizzying intellect, if you could think of one word, you know, all the stuff that's going on with the Republican Party, the infighting, the dysfunctionality, and everything that's going on in the Democratic Party with the infighting and them also being dysfunctional, in your infinite wisdom, could you think of one word that you personally could use to describe what is going on in Lake County? Just one word, and I want to hang up and listen.
All right, Dave, hold on.
Talk to you.
There we go. The word I would choose is sad. Sad. That's the word I'm going to use. And that's the end of our politic talk. 845-1100. Hello, my friend.
The reason the Republicans are so dysfunctional is because so many of the so-called Republicans are really Democrats.
And that's where the sadness comes in. Because it's sad that people don't realize that. So, well, what's going on? Let's get out of the politic world, because I want to keep people happy today.
Well, one person explained it, because I was going to say, sounds to me like you're mimicking Marilyn Monroe when she sang Happy Birthday to her boyfriend, John Kennedy.
It's one of the most famous scenes of a president, or most uncomfortable scene for a husband and wife, right? When Jackie O was sitting next to him. Didn't that happen?
Well, at that level, you know, rich people are different, and they have a different, at least in those days, they had a different idea about what is acceptable behavior. So,
yeah, their moral compass is unfortunately always pointing north. I'll leave it at that.
Those were the days when, for the average person, divorce was really, that was just for rich people and Hollywood people. I mean, most average people didn't have the sense not to get a divorce. They stuck by their mates, especially since most people had children those days.
Well, yeah. I mean, heck, you look at people that were, I mean, husband and wife, husbands would beat their wives and stuff. They'd go for counseling. The people would tell the wives, well, what are you doing to encourage, to anger him? What? No, that's not, he's beating me because he's, you know, obviously got some issues and it's not working out. Well, let's just try to work it out between you two because, like you said, divorce was a no-no.
Oh, yes, and that, it wasn't just a Catholic thing. I mean, at least in Chicago, all across the board, if you got a divorce, they would talk about you. Your best friend would talk about you behind your back, and there were real social consequences for getting a divorce. Even though you were blameless in the situation, you were still a divorcee, and that was seen as the class A.
Yeah, absolutely. I know what was they called? I know, is it the Catholic Church does the... you'd have to get an annulment? Is that where, like...
Well, annulments is basically the Catholic Church would give out annulments mainly to rich people who grease their palms with big money. And essentially, while divorce is not permissible within the Catholic Church, if they annulled it, that meant that the marriage never took place in the first place.
Does that go back to the days of, like, King Henry VIII?
Well, I'm sure that it goes back to the days when... the Roman Catholic Church in Europe was, I mean, they were, at one time, they were the most powerful institution in Europe, and governments were really small potatoes, and you were nobody unless you got the Pope to put his hands on you and anoint you. So if the Pope did not like you, and you were a king of a country, that was bad trouble for you.
Well, that's where you look at most of those wars would happen, is because they would switch over to a different, you know, whether it be Protestant or you saw Lutheran and stuff like that. That's where all of a sudden you start getting those battles going because, obviously, the Pope. And I think there's a new TV show. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit more sexualized. Is the Borgias, about the Pope Borgia and the corruptness of that. And in fact, I believe what's his name? The guy who wrote Godfather, not Coppola, but Mario Puzo.
Yeah, Puzo. Yeah.
He based his Godfather on the Borgia family, so that's going to be coming up on Showtime. And I was a big fan of the show Tudors, but I don't have Showtime, so I'll have to wait for those on DVD. A little bit more important things to spend money on than cable and shows like that. I could just read a history book, I guess, and go to the library with my library card.
Well, right now I'm on the Ryan heading south. I'm approaching 43rd Street. I'm moving along at around 20 miles an hour, But I don't mind too much because the weather's so beautiful. Very pleasant temperature. It's sun shining, and we're chatting with WJOB. How about that?
It's always a good time. Walt, I love hearing your voice, man. It's always good to be on the radio once a week with the Fireside Chat. Hopefully, you know, probably I'm aiming probably for the end of summer. I'm going to be back 5 days a week. I'm just gonna say I'm gonna throw that out there as a goal line. I think that's what we all need in our life. I think that's one thing people are not having in our lives is that you know whether it's a 5 month plan or a 20 year plan or like the Japanese actually do the 100 year plan.
So I was about ready to ask you how your health situation is going, but I would say you want to take it gradually, Stu. I mean you don't want to. I mean you've gone from you know you don't want to go from a little to a lot all of a sudden. I think
yeah.
it was.
Yeah, maybe even like 2 days a week. Actually, you're right. I'm actually looking at 2 days a week, because then you know why? Mostly because I can say, hey, Stu days a week too.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, lines are lit up, my friend. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Let's take another call. We got a break coming up in about 2 minutes. Let's grab a call. Hello, friend.
Yak Shimash.
Job justice, Tom Nupton Uncle.
That's the best news I heard all day.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I'm feeling all right. But like Walt said, I do have to watch myself. But, you know,
taper down a little bit.
Put a little goal out there. Maybe actually the first goal will be a couple weeks or maybe a month or so. We'll go into, you know, plus it's going to be summer, Tony, so might as well take advantage of being warm weather.
Why not?
And I can go just sit outside. Maybe I'll just get the microphone, set it outside, and just hang outside and do a
show.
Nothing
wrong with that.
Just hang out, wave to Johnny over at Johnny and the other people over at
Smith Chevy. Go sit on the lake with a line on your toe.
Oh, we're looking at maybe doing a beach event over in Whiting.
That's good, too.
Yeah, our good friend Nick. So everything going good in the world, Tony?
Everything's fine. Everything's going wonderful. The weather's starting to break. Get out there, do your gardening, run around, go around Wicker Park.
Number one thing for gardeners, what do they got to do this week?
Turn over that soil. Get ready for putting some seeds in.
Well, there you go. Tony, I'm up against the clock,
okay,
man.
Okay, buddy.
I
want
to pay some bills. Thanks, buddy. Hey, we'll take some more of your phone calls on 845-1100. I'm Michael D. Stewart. It is the Fireside Chat with a bowl of stew.
This is Lake County Surveyor George Van Til, and you're listening to AM 1230 WJOB Hammond, Indiana.
Briggs Tree Service has professionally trimmed or removed troublesome trees for 25 years. Is your tree disturbing your satellite television signal? Briggs will take care of it. Are the limbs a little too close to the house? Briggs will take care of that, too. They're licensed and bonded and will do the work right the first time. So call Briggs Tree Service today at area code 219-513-0872. Ask for Steve. He's a good guy and he'll take care of you.
If you like something that pays for itself, you'll love Klawinski Service Experts. Right now, get a Lennox Home Comfort System for just $99 a month. Odds are you'll save more than that on your energy bills. Or save up to $1,000 on select Energy Star rated equipment. Plus, you may qualify for up to $500 in federal tax credit. We're also running a $79 precision tune-up special offer. So call Klawinski Service Experts today at 888-HEAT-COOL. That's 888-HEAT-COOL.
Quality service guaranteed. We're your service experts.
10 years ago, he came with a vision to lead Purdue Calumet to the next level. Howard Cohen, joined by his wife Patty, has done that. And this summer, he will step down after a decade of dedication, achievement, and service. So on Saturday, May 7th, the region will gather at the Radisson to honor the Cohens and their vision. Saturday, May 7th. Proceeds support the Chancellor's Scholars Program. Call to learn more about tickets and sponsorship opportunities. 219-989-2323.
At NIPSCO, we know taking small steps can help you save big. That's why we're offering you $35 to recycle that old, inefficient refrigerator or freezer that might be sitting around in your garage. We'll even haul it away for you at no cost. And the best part of all, getting rid of that old appliance could mean up to $100 a year in energy savings. Visit NIPSCO.com/saveenergy to schedule your free pickup today.
I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
Hey.
1230 WJOB. We're going to have a dirty black summer all summer long. Thanks, Glenn Danzig. Mighty, mighty song right there. And a little Wolf, One Man Wolf Pack. That's, of course, from the movie Hangover. And I was just informed that Hangover is going to be coming out Memorial Day. Look out for that. Coming soon. This is the Michael D. Stewart Experience, also known as Fireside Chat Wednesdays. Grab yourself a bowl of stew. And this man has just ordered himself a nice bowl of stew. And it is Dan from Hessville. Dan, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Stu, how are you doing?
Dan,
you
know, I am rolling.
You're bowling?
I'm rolling.
Oh, you're rolling. Okay.
Did you ever see the movie Tombstone with Val Kilmer? Kurt Russell?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he said, hey, he goes, hey, Doc, how you doing? He goes, Wyatt, I am rolling. One of my favorite films of all time. What happened, dog?
I like High Anxiety.
High Anxiety? Oh, my God. Mel Brooks?
Yeah, you got it. That's one of my favorites.
You got to love that.
I called you about it. I know you like to get on the computer, the websites and all that stuff, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. There's a new one about college geeks in Chicago.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know exactly how to get to it, but it's something about casual sex. It says casual sex. That's all it is, casual sex. But they got a website for college kids in Chicago.
Well, I just casually. I could hook up on that.
Yeah, it was something like, per date and all that stuff, but I don't know how to get to that website. But I'm not into computers. To me, it's like the Internet's like a devil's workshop, and sometimes it is.
Well, people have idle hands, and that's what they do. They sit there and just click on a mouse. You're not really moving. What is Conservation Mike saying as ID? This is Conservation Mike. You're listening to AM 1230 WJOB, Hammond, Indiana. Go outside! And people don't go outside as much. Or actually, they do go outside, but they pull out their phones and sit around and go, I'm outside. But then they're, like, playing video games or they're chatting on their phones.
I'm in the garage right now.
See, that's close. That's you got the door open probably, right?
Yeah, kind of. But I don't know how to get to the website, but it's something to look up on. It's something about geeks, you know, Chicago, they're geeks, and then they have no fun, so they created this website.
Well, you know, one of the most important things when computers, especially going to a website like that, the casual sex one, you better watch out. Make sure you have your virus protected and keep make sure your floppy disk is okay, so you don't want to download anything.
Well, don't look at me. I don't even have a computer, so I just heard on the CNN.
Well, you know what? We'll take a look at that. I'll have to borrow someone's computer and look that up.
All right. I still.
You know what? Go over to you live near Preach, you know? You go over to Preach's house.
Oh, yeah. I just got to visit with Chico.
Oh, well, there you go. Go to your councilman, all right? You live in the 6th District?
Yeah, I just seen him today, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I know I saw a quote from Mr. Hinojosa that he said something in effect, the people from Munster and Beverly Hills might move into Hammond, but I don't, you know, I as a person that's from Beverly Hills / Munster, I don't know if I can comment on Mr. Hinojosa's district. I don't know if I can do that if I get in trouble, so I'm going to move on from that. But maybe Hinojosa will let you borrow his computer. Or actually, it probably is the city's computer that you probably borrow.
Hey, Tony was talking about the garden. Yeah, I don't have a tiller. I just got to use the old manual shovel and a rake.
Do you have the one like with the five, like the Chinese stars at the end of the rake?
No,
you know what I'm talking about, like it tumbles up the dirt.
I got the 2 points.
The 2 points. So you just hit the, you push it and turn it.
Yeah, it's
push,
like you
turn.
Shovel it, then you use the hoe to hoe it.
Yeah, well, you know, so you got to work that. You got to work the hoe in the back garden, get that thing cleared up, and all of a sudden, you know, you're going to get the melons to come out.
Yeah, so I'm going to send you some fresh vegetables this time.
Sounds.
I'll get you a whole bunch of fresh vegetables.
Hey, I will never turn down. And you see, you're not selling anything, so it's not like payola.
No. It's just give.
Like Dan's going to bring me over some zucchini and stuff, and I'm going to be like, now that Dan from Hessville is one heck of a guy. He is the best human being ever. If you ever need a guy to hang out with, Dan from Hessville is the guy to do it. That would be payola.
I'll get you those green beans for sure.
Ooh, green beans, yes.
My zucchini didn't turn out this last year. I don't know what happened.
That's all right. We'll take whatever vegetable. Actually, well, no lima beans.
No lima beans?
No. I never liked lima. As a kid, I hated them. And it's not like I used to hate spinach as a little kid, but now as an adult, I love spinach.
All those green leafy vegetables are really good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, exactly. So we'll talk more down the road, my friend. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, take care, Stu.
There's Dan from Hessville giving us a call at 845-1100. This is the Stu Experience on Wednesday afternoon, the birthday of Ryan Walsh. 24 years ago on a Monday, 8:30 in the morning, young Ryan Walsh came out and said, "Hello, everybody. I'm going to be on the radio," and that's what he's done 24 years later. Hey, tonight we got something with Kusiak happening. I believe some Bishop Knoll Experience is happening. We'll have that out there. I believe Harlow's coming in today after my show at 5 or something to that effect. Either way, we'll have some music, we'll have some fun, and definitely some local broadcasting. Jim Delo's show tomorrow, a lot of fun things happening on a Thursday, as always. And tonight at Flat Rock Tap, you've got live trivia, 7:30 p.m. with me, Michael D. Stewart. And coming up at 4:30, we will play the Flat Rock Tap live trivia WJOB question and answer, where you'll get the bonus of having the answer. Why? You just listen to WJOB, you get the answer. But if you miss the answer, I'll ask that same question later tonight, worth 10 bonus points over that Flat Rock Tap. And then also in the region, we got a lot of cool things happening. You've got the Freddy's Steakhouse Thursday night. Preacher does the jukebox over there, so you get a chance to listen to some music, get some oysters, and all that stuff as well. Hang out with Big George and the rest of the steakhouse people. And always something unique over there, so... Actually, you know what I would suggest? You go over there, you sneak in a little microphone, because I'm sure someone will say something crazy, and you might have it. That would be always fun to have over at Freddy's Steakhouse. But they might frisk you. I don't know if they have a frisking policy or not with the Thursday night process. I don't know about that. I know at Flat Rock I frisk people, especially if they look like they're wearing a microphone. It just so happens they're always women. And I don't know if that's something that's true, or I'm just saying that for comedy effect. We'll find out more about that. Hey, speaking of food, I'm going to throw this out here. I'll let you think about it. Apparently, I did go to White Castle, right? I did go to White Castle today, right? Tyrannosaurus stops? Is that right? Rhino? Is that right, Rhino? No, I'm just kidding, Preach. A little fun at Preacher's expense with how he treats T-Rex. But anyway, White Castle, apparently you can now order online ordering at whitecastle.com, but apparently Northwest Indiana is not eligible to do it. On Wednesdays? Only in cities. So, Hammond, we're a city. We need to step it up. So I want any of these people that are running for office, I want you to find out how we get White Castle to allow online ordering, because we are a city. Why does Chicago get to have it? Why does Indianapolis get to have it? Hammond is the fifth largest city in the state of Indiana. Do you know that? Fifth largest. I mean, obviously Lake County is number 84 in health and stuff. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But White Castle, online ordering, only available in the city. We're going to get that done here in Northwest Indiana. Coming up on the Stu's Fireside Chat Wednesday afternoons, we've got the Flat Rock Tap Trivia coming up in a little bit of break. Back with more happiness from me to you.
Patrick, you're listening to WJOB, AM 1230, Hammond, Indiana, and it's a great station.
Greetings and salutations, WJOB listeners and fans of trivia. I'm Michael D. Stewart for this week's Flat Rock Tap Live Trivia Question and Answer. That's right, every Wednesday here on WJOB during the morning and afternoon, we ask you a question and we give you the answer. Why? Because I want to reward you for listening to WJOB. And you bring your answer in tonight to WJOB, Michael D. Stewart's hosting the Flat Rock Tap Live Trivia. I'll ask that question again, so give a chance to anyone who was there. They might know it, but you'll already have the answer. Write down that answer and you will be awarded with 10 points. So come on out to Flat Rock Tap Live Trivia starting at 7:30 p.m. What's the question? Well, let's go into the fine state of Indiana. And I want to know, who was the first governor of the state of Indiana? Who was the inaugural governor of the fine state of Indiana? We'll find out the answer right after this on AM 1230, WJOB, and broadcasting live, WJOB1230.com. Don't just drink. Think and drink at Flat Rock Tap. This is Stu from WJOB inviting you out Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. for live trivia at Flat Rock Tap. Prizes for first and second teams, and hey, you get half-price appetizers if you're playing the trivia. It's fun, it's free, and it's fantastic at Flat Rock Tap, the home of the one-pound BLT. Flat Rock Tap is located at 6732 Calumet Avenue in Hammond, Indiana. See you Wednesday nights at Flat Rock Tap.
Don't forget to try the Tom's Turkey Club when you're over there as well. Your question, who was the first governor of the state of Indiana? The answer, Jonathan Jennings. Jonathan Jennings served from December 12, 1816 to December 1, 1822. And hey, he was a Democrat Republican. That's your answer. Bring your answer down. It's Jonathan Jennings, your first governor of the state of Indiana. See you at Flat Rock Tap tonight.
I'm Taylor Micka. Are you looking to update your kitchen or organize your garage? Well, why pay more at a big box store? Micka Cabinets can fulfill all your cabinet needs, from our all-wood in-stock cabinets to our semi-custom line. Visit our design showroom at 8328 Kennedy Avenue in Highland, or our new stocking showroom at 17851 Torrance Avenue in Lansing, formerly Camgall. Complete with a bargain center with cabinets as low as $25. Visit us at Micka Cabinets for all your cabinet needs, or our website at MickaCabinets.com. That's M-I-C-K-A Cabinets.com.
Come on out and watch your favorite sports teams on one of our large HD TVs at the number one sports bar in Munster, Cheers Food and Drink. Open daily for lunch and dinner, offering lunch specials for under $5.45 wings every Tuesday and Thursday. Enjoy fresh handmade burgers, sandwiches, salads, or try the rib or steak dinners. If you're feeling a little more surf than turf, choose something from the large selection of fresh seafood. Don't forget to check out our daily drink specials. Cheers Food and Drink is located at 1942 45th Street in Munster, or call 922-1325 for carryout. If you're looking for a warm and friendly atmosphere, Cheers is the place to be, where everyone knows your name.
Have you been arrested? Need an attorney you can depend on to provide you with an effective and aggressive criminal defense? Then call me, attorney Alexis Vasquez-Devlo, to represent you against any misdemeanor or felony charges. Whether you're charged with driving under the influence, reckless driving, public intoxication, or theft, to name a few, you can trust me to aggressively defend you against any criminal charges. Located at 8320 Kennedy Avenue in Highland, call me for a free consultation at 219-845-6000. That's 219-845-6000.
Gora Plumbing is proud to serve all of Northwest Indiana. After 15 years in business, Gora Plumbing can handle all types of plumbing, from tankless water heaters, clogged drains, sump pumps, they do it all. Do you need your lawn irrigation valve certified? Gora Plumbing does that too. They are licensed by the Indiana Department of Public Health with certification by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management to ensure the safety of your drinking water. Gora Plumbing is insured and registered in your town and ready to help day and night. Visit GoraPlumbing.net or call Gora Plumbing 219-937-2878 for your free estimate today. That's Gora Plumbing, 219-937-2878.
Hey everybody, this is Pete Corellis and you're listening to AM 1230 WJLB in lovely Hammond, Indiana.
Hey John, are you running for office again? Where'd you get your signs?
Active Sign, 980-0075. I always get them there, and they look great.
I heard of those guys. They're union. Yeah, but I need them now.
They will take care of you. Just call Tom at 980-0075 or check them out at ActiveSign.com. Sketches While You Wait, family-owned since 1954. That's Active Sign, 980-0075.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
Well, everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Boris the Spider, Boris the Spider, and what?
It is Michael D. Stewart. Hey, yes, indeed, the radio show. On Wednesdays, the Fireside Chat, Bowl of Stew Experience. I know the Bishop Noel Fun Time Experience, way better than Jimi Hendrix Experience, will be at 7 o'clock tonight on WJOB in Hammond, Indiana. I'm broadcasting live online, WJOB 1230. And speaking of the town of Lake County, we were talking about White Castle before the break, and obviously different food items. And I made mention of the county being number 84 on the bottom of the healthiest Indiana county list. This comes from Kathleen Quiglin, wrote this from the Northwest Indiana Times, posted March 30th, 2011. For second consecutive year, Lake County is ranked in the top 10 counties with the poorest health in the state, coming in 84 both years. According to a statement from the State Department of Health, Indiana has 92 counties. Second annual report ranking Indiana's counties was released today by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The county health rankings rank overall health for every county in all 50 states by using a standard formula to measure how healthy people are and how long they live. According to the same rankings, Porter County dropped to the 18th healthiest county in 2011 from 16th healthiest in 2010. The success of a community is often related to both the economic and overall health of the population, said State Health Commissioner Dr. Gregory Larkin in a statement. What is known is that community health improvement primarily occurs when all leaders work together. To foster the improved health status of all the citizens. When a community pulls together business leaders, healthcare systems, schools, nonprofit organizations, and local media outlets for the purpose of creating a more healthy and successful environment, all residents benefit. Lake County came in last place for health factors, according to the report, for health behaviors such as adult smoking, adult obesity, sexually transmitted infections, yikes, and teen birth rate. Lake County had higher numbers than Indiana and the national benchmark. Lake County also ranked 92nd in social and economic factors, with the number of residents who graduated from high school, were unemployed, and had children in poverty, all above the state and national benchmark. Porter County fared substantially better despite falling two spots from 2010. Coming in 19th for health factors, Porter County. We don't care about Porter County. Who cares about them? Anyway, Lake County, 92nd. So we learned early in the article, 92 counties. So by that deduction, 92 counties, and then Lake County ranked 92nd in social and economic factors, with the number of residents who graduated from high school, were unemployed, and had children in poverty, all above the state and national benchmark. Okay, so we have people that leave high school early or fail high school, dropouts, unemployed. Was that tied into not having, well, there's not really a lot of jobs. So basically what they're saying is Lake County is number one in bad behavior. All right, well, let's just reverse that statement and say number one in bad behavior. Why do we have to say we're last in good health? Why don't we just say we are the number one county in the state of Indiana out of 92 counties? We are number one in high school dropouts. All right, that's a positive spin on it, right? We're number one. Where are we at in the fatness? I know I'm one of those people. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm working on it. I know Harlow's working on it. He's doing some health things. He's helping out with the local media aspect. Adult smoking. Maybe I don't know about that. Who cares if people smoke? Don't care. Sexually transmitted infection, that's easy to handle. Let's stop, let's start marking people. Let's tag them. You know what? Instead of just saying, you know, you got a test, you get a nice little tattoo, free tattoo, and that increases the tattoo business. So we hire that out so we can mark people that they have sexually transmitted infections. So you know out when you're out on a date or whatnot, you're good to go. And also that goes for teens too. They basically have a thing that you're not allowed to, if you have sex, all of a sudden it will turn a different color. Like if you actually have teen sex, it will, and you know, so that way it'll probably stop kids from having it. And maybe we'll start having reports like, what did they do in, Brave New World? Alphas only have, alphas and alphas hang out, betas and betas. Is it gammas? Alpha, beta, is it alpha, beta, and gamma? 845-1100, you Brave New World readers out there. Who is that, Aldous Huxley? Was he the writer of that book? 845-1100 gives a report, a brief synopsis, if you will, on Brave New World. Let us know what's going on. I don't know, Lake County. If I knew better what we can do to stop it, I mean, obviously, don't drop out of high school. It's easy. It's a game. You last 4 years. You get out. You want to go to college. It's your choice. You don't have to go to college. You just go in, and, but try to stay in. It's easy. You actually have to try really hard to fail high school, as far as I'm concerned. You really have to fail. I mean, that's why it's called failing. You have to, congratulations, you failed out of high school. Way to go. That takes a lot of work to do that. So why not just be lazy and graduate high school? I mean, I was lazy. I graduated high school. It was like low class numbers. I benefited from going to a school that had, I would say, a higher number of educated, I don't want to say educated, well, educated people, yeah, but I don't want to say smarter people. I know some people that went to Munster High School that was way higher in the class rankings, but are, I would not say the smartest human beings. I wouldn't say they're the most witty. I've met people from all around the world, all around the country, all around the county, all around the cities. And I would say some of these people, and in fact, I know a guy who dropped out of school who does really well. He's smart as heck. But you know what? He pigeonholed himself beyond by dropping out of school. Unfortunately, it's a stigmata that a stigma that stays with you, and you're not going to do well. So my advice to kids out there, go through them. You like video games and all that? You want the best reality game? You don't need your Xbox or a PlayStation 3. You got real life. That is the game. It's called high school. Pass high school. Get through it. You know, whether you're getting picked on or whatever, just try to survive it, man. That's the way it's done. I know with the Facebooks now and the Twitters, people can type on there and that lasts forever, that you're a geek, you're a dweeb, you're a dork, an outsider, a backpacker, a jock, quote, queer, all the other terms that people use to ridicule you. I know 10 years ago when that happened, you would just go out in the back, you go back behind the bus barn and get it on. And you know what? If you took your beating or, you know, another kid would step in and say, you know what, this isn't right, then you move on and move away. Nowadays with kids, you're stuck on there. It's depressing. But you got to fight through it, man. Fight through it. We got to get out of 92. In fact, this is it. We're not going to do it in 1 year. It's not going to happen in 1 year. But let's say this. Let's see. I graduated in 1993 from high school. So let's say 2013. 2013, I want us to be 80th in the state in health numbers. I don't want to be number one unhealthy. I would like to be like 12th unhealthiest, so 80th. 845-1100. Hello, caller, you're on JOB.
Stu.
What's up, player?
Got to change the subject for a minute.
No problem. Is this Dave?
No, sorry.
Oh, I thought Dave's only call.
No. Why did I just stop going east on 8094 at Torrance?
You know what? I just got a blinking light as you said that pop up, and it looks like we've got traffic backed up. I'm trying to see. It's right by Calumet Avenue. It looks right after Calumet Avenue. It's slowing down to a stop because right after, like, Kennedy Avenue camera, it's clear as a bell.
All right. There's got to be something. Back to Torrance now.
Let's go 845-1100. Let me slow down for since we're 92nd in Lake County. It's 219-845-1100 on your telephone and give us a call. Thanks, man. I'm going to get you some answers.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. 845-1100. Thanks for calling. You got an answer for me?
Yeah, I just came through there. It looks like a car sideswiped a semi-truck. And the car was dead in the middle lane.
And that would cause backups.
And it was right at Calumet Avenue exit.
All right, so we got a car that's stuck in the middle lane.
Yeah, it was dead in the middle lane. And then the semi was pulled over on the right-hand shoulder about, I don't know, a couple hundred feet up.
And it was just the car that he's talking about. No one's, there's no injuries you saw.
There was people in the car, and they didn't look like they were hurt. But
okay. I just, you know, because you know, when you say dead and people, you don't go.
Oh, no, the car was dead. There was nobody dead. I know we're low in the rankings here again.
Yeah, JOB was reporting that two people died and there was a sniper attack and they're chasing them down. But
the vehicle is disabled in the center lane.
There we go. Well, you know, we have to put an amendment in our Constitution that says that radio people have to say the correct things.
Yeah, very true.
Well, thanks a lot for that report, man.
No problem.
All right, so it looks like we got some traffic to worry about there on Calumet Avenue. So if you're traveling, I'd say get off on Torrance Avenue, hunt your way down to Ridge Road or possibly alternative routes, as it looks like I can't see a camera on that to see what is going on. Actually, wait, is that the no, I can't really see it. Maybe that is over there. It's hard to tell where it is, but westbound should be going pretty good, but that's where the accident scene is on Calumet Avenue. It looks like a car decided to go into a sideswipe. You know what I owe you? I know I owe you some weather, and I believe I can get that going here. Let's see if I can swing this real quick. Currently 43 degrees in Hammond, Indiana. Today, partly sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. northeast winds around 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. After midnight, Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s. That's Teeny Farini's birthday. Light and variable winds until late afternoon, becoming northeast around 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s, east winds after 10 p.m. All right, folks, we'll be back with more of the Stu's Fireside Chat on AM 1230 WJOB. We'll be right back right after this. John Mellencamp, Cougar! Wow!
My name's Dorsey, and I love listening to Stu on AM 1230 WJOB in Hammond, Indiana. Go, Stewie!
Granite Masters, located in Cherville, provides their customers with the highest quality of workmanship and stone while keeping their products affordable. When you visit Granite Masters showroom, you can coordinate your tile to match, select the granite in their yard, and then get it fabricated right on site. They also have cabinets and sinks available. Stop by Granite Masters' family-owned business at 861 Hart Farm Road in Cherville, or give them a call at 219-865-0535, or check out their website at granite-masters.com and see the wide variety of natural stone available.
St. Catherine of Siena Parish is hosting their annual fish fry every Friday in Lent through April 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. in the cafeteria. The menu features lake perch, ocean perch, large shrimp, small shrimp, and a child's fish stick dinner. All dinners include fries, dessert, coffee, or punch, and the famous unlimited salad bar. St. Catherine's is located at 6525 Kentucky Avenue in Hessville. For more information and carryouts, call 219-218-9185. Mention this WJOB ad for a free gift with a dinner purchase.
Celebrating 40 years, Andorra Banquets and Catering in Cherville offers affordable elegance with seating up to 350 guests. Hosting a charitable fundraiser, graduation, first communion, quinceañera, or any celebration, the experienced professional staff at Andorra Banquets and Catering will help make your event memorable. Call Andorra Banquets and Catering at 219-865-1230 to make your reservations. Andorra is located at 1112 Route 41. That's just 1/2 mile north of Route 30 in Cherville. Or visit us on the web at AndorraBanquets.com.
Mark your calendars for Friday, April 15th, when WJOB and friends host a fundraiser for our very own Michael D. Stewart and his dad, Bill. The event will take place at Wicker Park Social Center on April 15th from 6:30 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. Tickets are $25, which includes dinner and entertainment with a special performance by Lying Delilah. 50-50 raffles, silent auction, and cash bar will also be available. Donations of any kind are being accepted at WJOB 6405 Alcott Avenue, Hammond, Indiana. Or call Debbie Wargo at 219-844-1230. Step up for Stu and show some love. Stop by for an evening of good music, friendship, and fun.
Yes, yes. The Pacific Rim economy is still a tad shaky for my tastes.
Oh, stop it, stop it. Now, look here, you can't become a bloody fiscal hermit crab every time the Nikkei undergoes a self-correction. Asia's market has nowhere to go but up.
Interesting.
Indeed.
Don't forget reports on the traffic on Calumet Avenue, 8094 eastbound. Got reports of a truck and a car colliding. Car sideswiped a truck, it looked like, and the car is incapacitated in the center lane. 845-1100, if you're able to get off on that southbound exit, give us a call, 845-1100. Give us a report on that. What's happened to my friend?
Hey, I'm through it. They got it all off to the right, and it's eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down. Everything's moving smooth. People can get off the exits and everything's good, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit slow up. As soon as you get underneath the bridge, you're good.
All right. Thanks a lot, my friend.
All right,
buddy. There we go. So just a little slow down right there on Calumet Avenue. Got the car to the side, so everything seems to be correcting itself, like Stewie said, with the Nikkei. A couple minutes left here on 1230 WJOB. This is the Stu Show, broadcasting from the Meteo to you the folks who are listening on WJOB1230.com as well. Don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, the Bishop Knoll thing's happening. I think our good friend the preacher is going to be coming in and running that board. If you want to say hi to the preacher, I believe he's going to be going to Freddy's, according to him, on WJOB1230.com. I don't know if that's Stu early, but I know it's stupendous, whatever it may be, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, that's part of the fun on the radio website. You can chat along with your different shows, and obviously we get some numbskulls once in a while who type things that are false, and we sometimes have to, I believe, what do they call that, T-Rex swats them or bans them, all that jazz. I know some knucklehead was talking bad about me the other day, but oh well, I guess if they're not talking about you, if they're not talking about you, you're not doing your job. But either way, whether you like us or not, we are here at 1230 WGOB. Lots of cool things coming down the pipeline. And I want to throw this out there. I saw this in the paper this morning. And actually, this comes from yesterday's paper, online rather than today's paper. 845-1100. We'll throw it to you real quick. Hello, caller. What's happening?
Just exited the Calumet Avenue. There's no blockage whatsoever. There's a NDOT vehicle, there's a private vehicle, and there's a state trooper, but they're not blocking the lane at all. They're not blocking the exit. It just, I think people are just taking a long, hard look at what, whatever they're looking at, kind of a gaper's block kind of thing. That's the thing that's really slowing things down. So no problem getting off on Calumet Avenue.
Thanks, man. Hopefully no cats are driving, because you know why? Curiosity killed that cat. All right, this comes from the paper, the Northwest Indian Times, Lindsay Matchick. She wrote an article about the city of Hammond. Apparently, local officials are unsure of how long hazardous mercury could have been left in patches along an alley in North Hammond. A resident of the 1800 block of Stanton Avenue called the city Monday to report what was thought to be mercury in an alley. Fire officials went to the scene to investigate. They determined it was the hazardous substance and began to deal with the problem early Tuesday. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency officials from Chicago were called in to begin cleaning up the patches that ran down the alley Tuesday evening. Pat Adder, 53, of Hammond, lives on the street and said he was concerned about where it could have came from. Officials checked garbage cans near the alley for traces of the substance, but none were found, Hammond Fire Department Chief Investigator Kevin Margraf said. Sorry, Kev. There's just no way of knowing where it came from, he said. We're looking for a source, but there's no way to really say for sure. He suspected it could have been leaked in the alley while one of the city trucks was picking up Friday's garbage. EPA workers in protective suits used special vacuums and tools to clean up the substance and expected it to be done by the end of Tuesday, EPA on-scene coordinator Jamie Brown said. The problem was not to the level of crisis because the weather outside was cold enough to prevent the mercury from vaporizing, he said. The greatest risk in dealing with the substance comes from when it is at room temperature and vaporizes, creating a potential breathing hazard, Brown said. It is better that it's outside rather than inside. We're taking care of it, he said. McGrath said the city also is dealing with the issue with residents who live in the 1800 blocks of Stanton and Davis Avenues, which also back up to the alley. Residents who believe they may have come in contact with the mercury and tracked it into their homes are encouraged to contact the Lake County Health Department, McGrath said. And those who may possess other hazardous materials are encouraged to dispose them properly, he said. Whoever did this could have prevented this with just a couple of phone calls. All they had to do was ask where to take it. An annual household waste collection day is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. April 9th at the Hammond Recycling Center, 625 Conkey Street. For more information on hazardous waste disposal in Lake County, visit www.lcswmd.com. That's lcswmd.com. So there you go on that story. You know, the other day I was talking to Big George. He fixed my trunk. I know some people saw a picture of me or saw me driving around with my big orange cable holding my hood down. Big George, Unlimited Service Auto, took care of me over there. Great jobs, gentlemen. And they did a great job. And we were having a conversation about, like, cities and I don't know, something about superheroes came on. And I just thought about that. How lucky that we live in a city without superheroes or, like, supervillains. Because you imagine, like, in Gotham, what the city insurance cost has to be? Or, like, Metropolis? I mean, think about it. Superman is always battling these people, and they're fighting on top of these buildings, destroying buildings left and right. Obviously, you got to have insurance for superhero claims. It's got to be through the roof. So Hammond, Crown Point, any other cities or even towns, we have to be very lucky in Lake County that we don't have to have superheroes or supervillains. 845-1100, what's going on, caller?
Hello, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, what's happening?
Just want to let all the Stu fans know out there that we now have a website, and it's called www.stepupforstu.com.
What was that again? You broke up a little bit.
www.stepupforstu.com.
Pep up?
No, stepupforstu.com. Yes.
Stepupforstu.com.
Yes, and what you can do on this website is donate.
Find casual sex partners, like in Chicago.
Oh.
Is that what Dan was talking about, Huntsville Dan? Is that
stop
the website
it.
He was talking
stop
about?
Stop it. No, you can donate. You can also buy your tickets online for your event on April 15th. And you can also volunteer if you want to work that night.
Oh, look at that.
Thanks to your good buddy, Brian Jurczyk. He set this up, and now we have PayPal, so you can buy your tickets online, or you can donate online. So isn't that awesome?
That is wonderful. Brian is stepping up for Stu, it sounds like. And so are you, Debbie.
That.
You're stepping up for Stu.
I'm stepping up for Stu, so we hope to get more people out there. And Lying Delilah is going to be playing, and it's going to be a great night. So,
and I want to let people know it's an all-ages event, too.
Yes, it is. It's not limited to just adults. It's children as well.
Obviously, with some of the time, though, I mean, I would just use common sense, maybe not like babies and stuff, just because it's kind of annoying.
Okay, whatever. Hey, so anyways, I just want to give everybody that stepupforstu.com website. Go there, check it out. And, Stu, call me before you leave the station.
All right, sounds good, Debbie.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, 845-1100. We're running out of time, but I just thought about that, how lucky we are for the fact that superheroes are just comic books and in the fantasy world. Because, think about it. I mean, actually, that would be a good little thing. All right, I want this everyone to do. Stu, S-T-E-W, at WGOE1230.com. I want you to come up with two superheroes and two supervillains. Let's see how creative you guys can be. I want you to come up, you know, like you got Iron Man, Tony Stark. Maybe come up with, like, you know, the superhero and their alter ego. But you got to use Lake County people. All right? So people from Lake County, Indiana. Or, you know, we'll throw it down like Mitch Daniels. He's fair game. Stuff like that for the state of Indiana. Superheroes and supervillains. Be nice. Be clean with it. And if it's meets my approval, I'll read them on air next Wednesday. Find out who the superheroes and supervillains of Lake County, Indiana shall be. It should be a fun thing. Stu, S-T-E-W, at WJOB1230.com. You can find me at MichaelDStewart.com as well. Debbie mentioned Step Up for Stu. That's a cool event. I'm not going to talk mostly about it because it's my event and I feel creepy about that. But thanks so much for all the kind thoughts. We're going to be back here again next Wednesday having much fun. Yashimash. Dobja. For Stu, I'm Stu saying goodbye to you.